Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, Lewis Black here. And before I start my rantcast, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be hitting the road. That's right. I'm going to be back out on tour, and it all begins in Victoria, Canada. Check out the website, lewisblack.com. Please come out and join me. And if you hear this announcement, tell others. Tell them to go to lewisblack.com if they're fans, or even if they're not fans and they're looking for something to do. Point it out to them. And you tell someone, and then they'll tell someone, and then they'll tell someone. And by the time it gets to the last person, they'll show up in another city that I won't even be performing at. And I hope that they enjoy whatever show they see at that theater. I'll be back in a moment with the Rantcast. This could all go horribly wrong at any minute. Hello, and welcome to the 151st episode of Lewis Black's Rantcast, entitled From Biloxi, Mississippi to Rapid City, South Dakota. Yep, you're going to want to take a look at that route on a map, because this is the kind of stuff that makes, when people go, boy, you're crazy to be touring, this is probably one of the reasons why. It's because I am literally on the tour bus, and one of the great joys of the tour bus truly is to be riding through the countryside, and certainly not getting on a plane and flying however many flights it must take from Biloxi to Rapid City, or to go home, back to New York, two flights out, two flights back, get a day and a half at home, and spend really literally a chunk of each day of the other days getting back and forth by planes to the gig. So, nope, I would rather be, as I am right now, on my way to Omaha, passing a pretty lake. Small, it's a nice small lake there, and the countryside is gorgeous. It really has been over this routing, and we've been off some of the main roads, and it's really been just a pleasure of a ride. And even though it's cold as fuck here on Halloween Eve, or it's Halloween actually, and I tried to do this yesterday. I tried to do it on Halloween Eve, and there were some problems with it. And there may still be some problems now. It's hard to say because we're on the tour bus, and I don't have the proper stuff that I have at home, the incredible camera work that I do. And I'm sitting there in the bunker that is my cable access studio. I have an unbelievable Yeti microphone. You know all of this. I've got a camera that on this bus that it just, but you'd go, what is happening? His head's getting bigger and smaller, bigger and smaller. And hopefully you'll be able to hear me on this this microphone. But the reason I love to travel through the on the bus is because it puts you in the middle of it. It puts you in the middle of the country. It puts you down on earth. You don't fly over it. You are in it, and it makes it a pleasure. It really does, so that it actually occurs in real time, as opposed to, well, you wake up and, oh, I'm in bloop blah, and you pop out, and you're in a city, and you hop in a car, and you concrete your way. This reminds me every single time of what a beautiful country this is, and the land that we have, and that we could take in immigrants if we wished. We could really take in whole slews. We could even set up places where we kind of provide the housing, and then say if it works out, and you create a wonderful place to for yourselves to live, and you're happy, and you're aiding our economy, we'll help you out at the beginning, and you'll be the closers on the deal. We could do that, because Lord knows I'm looking, and we got the land, and it's not all farmland, although we're passing through it now. It's really, it just seems to me there's got to be another way to deal with immigration, but that's not what I want to talk about now, and Lord knows I'm not the expert on that subject, but it always stuns me. And I'll be in South Dakota, and I've done jokes about the fact that you literally, you could put 200,000 Venezuelans in the midst of South Dakota, and nobody noticed that they were even there. It was like 800,000 people living there, something crazy. And with two senators, but we'll be talking about that with the good people of South Dakota when we get there, who I know aren't going to give up any senators at any time soon. It's been a great weekend, starting in Knoxville, Tennessee, and heading into Birmingham, then down to Biloxi. In Birmingham, we ate at the Oliver Royale restaurant. They were kind enough to let us in after the show, and we could actually eat like human beings. It can't become a regular occurrence, because I'll gain way too much weight, and it's probably already beginning to show. People going, oh, he looked so well back then, and what's happened now? As he's blimped out, eating from town to village, they've opened, the restaurants have opened the doors late to him. But no, it's really kind when they do, because these people have to get home and have lives. And the food was spectacular. Bison, and it was... I don't want to hear about it. So don't write in, well, you maybe ate it. No, it was phenomenal. It was really a pleasure. And then on to Biloxi, where Mary Mahoney's restaurant, which you've got to go to. I'm going to check something out. Let me get this right. Mary Mahoney's, I was calling it Molly Malone's last week. It's Mary Mahoney's Old French House, a great, great restaurant. And they've opened our doors to us many times. Trey Mahoney, I have to thank you again. You've always been kind. Your family has always been terrific, and your food is spectacular. As you can see, it's another reason I love to go around the country and tour the way that I do. It's just great to be able to eat at these places and not have to bounce up and get onto a plane and fly to somewhere else. I can't even imagine doing that. This certainly has made it easy, and it's made it a pleasure, and it is truly a joy to eat at these restaurants. I mean, it is one of the people, you know, it's one of the great things of touring, is to be able to eat at some of America's really finest restaurants, and some really, you know, and the cuisine that they all have, the Vermonti Brothers Psychotic Sandwich, and the list can go on. They put coleslaw French fries on top of whatever meat you want. It's madness. It's splendid madness. And then there's all sorts of others. There's the dinosaur barbecue. I could go on with it. This is not what I planned to discuss. I really didn't plan to discuss much. What I plan to do is avoid dealing with the news stories this week, because we have been battered and bruised, and it's just horrific what is occurring throughout. This last week was awful. Hopefully next week I will return with some more of my extraordinary insight into the madness that this world is presenting us with. But and I don't think that the news really helps us in terms of the history, and context might help in a lot of ways. But there are all sorts of things that I think the news could do to make because they are just, it's like being hit with a hammer. I do not want to continue that. I'm just trying to keep this very lighthearted. And it's hard to do that when my two defensive ends from the Washington commodes were traded today for nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Chase Young, a first-round draft pick. Montez Sweat, I believe another first-round draft pick. Both the incredible defensive linemen and pass rushers. Both have 5 sacks this year, and that's not phenomenal, but they're young and gifted and have an incredible future, and I'll be able to watch it as they play on other teams. One was traded for a 3rd-round draft pick, the other for a 2nd-round draft pick. I think that's ludicrous for the talent that was traded. To get a 3rd-round and a 2nd-round, come on, fuck you. That's the best we can do. Then don't trade them, okay? Pay them the money. I don't know why they didn't, okay? What difference does it make? I mean, the new management, should they pay for the sins of the old management? Well, maybe they should. Not they really shouldn't have to, but it would have been a tremendous gesture to say, financially, we're going to extend ourselves a bit in order to really show you that we care. Instead, boom, they're gone. And really, the thing that makes, you know, life bearable at times, which is our sports team, sadly, and with my Washington Commodes, even sadder, I guess. But the Orioles made up for that, I guess. But then, you know, God says, we open one door and we certainly shut the other door on your hand, Lewis, or even on your head, or on your foot. whatever that expression is, because I'm losing track of all of those expressions, and I don't really mind, because I don't need to be spouting one cliche after another. It was really interesting to be traveling through those states this weekend. I'm skipping from subject to subject, but it's going to be lighthearted, because it needs to be. And it was warm. I mean, it was warm, as you know, this past weekend with, through a lot of the country. But I was down in Knoxville in the high 70s, the 80s, as we hit Birmingham. 85 down in Biloxi, which is a town at some point you should visit. The home of Jefferson Davis was where they exiled him to. It's down there. And that was an incredible place to visit. I didn't visit it this time. Once in a lifetime is what I was there twice, just to see if they were still just selling stuff way back 25 years ago. But still, even stupider that you kind of wandered through that house and had no sense that slavery had anything to do with the Civil War. But it's well worth your time visiting. And if it's still there, and I don't know, I guess, because of the Hurricane Katrina, but I'd imagine those kind of places still exist. And so it was warm, 85 in Biloxi. Wake up, travel to Memphis, another great city across the street from as far as I'm concerned, the greatest civil rights museum in the United States. Just an incredible, right across from the Lorraine Hotel, where the Reverend Martin Luther King was shot, and certainly had a profound effect on me in my youth, and has had an insane effect, his life and his death, on our country. And you could see the sign of the Lorraine Hotel, the original sign, from the window, and it's just, I've talked about it before, but well worth going to Memphis for that. And then, head on out to Graceland. And it just is a kind of a yin and yang to your experience. And so I woke up the next morning, it being Monday morning in Memphis, and it was what? It was 43 degrees. So I went from 85 to 43, cut in half. That's a shock to your system. One hopes that when we move really through the seasons, that we don't kind of hold on to the summer, that I just feel it's, it used to feel, am I crazy, that when, if you live through the four seasons, that it was literally, it would get a little cooler, and then it cool, cold, cold, colder. This was like, oh, I'm sweating like a pig. Ha, fuck, I'm freezing my nuts off. And you wouldn't be freezing your nuts off if the temperature hadn't been cut in half, and that really wasn't. It was not like 10 degrees, but it was a total shock to the system. I was really stunned, and we headed from Memphis the next morning, yesterday morning, and ended up in Kansas somewhere. And left there this morning, cold, wandering to Omaha, Nebraska. And I'll be on the Todd and Tyler show today when you when this podcast, Rantcast, excuse me, they brainwashed me. I have a Rantcast when it breaks. So you'll be hearing what I had to say on that. And next week, you'll be hearing some more things about what I have to say on Todd and Tyler. And you'll be able to hear it because I think we'll be able to get it out there. I know that they'll help in terms of that. And they do get it out there. So I look forward to your reactions. And now we're closing in on downtown Omaha. It's a great city, great city, home of Warren Buffett, who's done a great deal for the city, home of the Boys Town, always kind of amazed me, Father Flanagan. I think I got that right. Let's hope so. Father Flanagan's Boys Town, and it's looking forward to having maybe a little steak. Yeah, but I don't know. It could be fish. But hard to pass up steak when you're in Omaha. And it's been nothing but a food fest, I think, this version of the Rantcast. Well, it's going to be tough on the kids this evening with Halloween here. It's freezing in most parts of the country, and that's not fair. These kids have gone through enough over the past 5 years. You know, God can't give them a little Halloween time, huh? They'll be out there, and then they'll come down. Some of my frostbite. No, I wanted another chocolate bar, Mommy. Well, it's not right at all. Not even close to being right. And we've had really some good news this week. The economy apparently, went up by 4.9% rise in the economy. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's not seen as good news. Okay? You don't hear people celebrating it. They just think that everything sucks and it's going to get worse. So I don't know how we get over that. I don't understand it. I don't know why. And it's ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous that we can't even accept. We could go, okay, no, that's nice, but we need to fix some other problems. But at least kind of have some recognition of it. They're fighting today. I'm not going to go into it. We'll talk about that at some other time, what they're fighting over. We'll see what they do in Congress as they continue to fight over things that don't need to be fought over and need to be solved. Okay? Just need to be solved. And don't waste our time and energy making us crazy over it and how important it is. But you don't cut the budget of the IRS. I don't give a shit. You just don't do it. I don't want to hear about it. Okay? They're not creating an army of people who, to go and get at conservatives. If that's the reason they did it. Apparently, they said that it was bipartisan in Congress, but I don't, we'll see. I just think it's the way we collect money so we can do shit. But, it doesn't matter. That's certainly not the worst news of the week, and I'm out of there, and I'm sorry to have even brought that up. And finally, that's really it. The United Auto Workers have ended ending their strike. And hopefully, sometime soon, my union, the SAG-AFTRA union, will end their strike. And a reminder that on December 5th, I just found out, if all goes well, I'll be back on The Daily Show. And it was a lot of fun to be on there last week, and I look forward to doing it again. No, I won't be sitting at the desk, but I'll be doing something, yelling and screaming about something that seems to bother me or us or whomever comes up with the best idea of what to scream about. I'll be screaming it. Just one thing before I go. It's not funny, but it's funny. Miami Elementary School, because they're so worried about all of the things that kids are reading and seeing and learning and how important it is to be sure everything is on track. Well, the Miami Elementary School mistakenly screened Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey for a class of fourth graders. Now, how nobody watched this beforehand is beyond me, because the slasher movie features nudity, swearing, and scenes of violent murder. students were offered counseling. Was nobody in the room? For all that they worry, nobody was in the fucking room with those kids going, okay, we're going to turn this off now. Now they got to counsel the kids over that. It's as opposed to unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then also in Alabama, I may have even mentioned this last week, but it should be mentioned again because it's so insane that a public library in Alabama flagged a children's book for removal because the author's last name is gay. Read Me a Story, Stella. It's about a brother and sister who read books together. Contains no sexual or LGBTQ content whatsoever. It was flagged because of her name. Somebody actually wrote in that they flagged my name. It's unbelievable. We really don't have any common sense anymore. I mean, you know, really, you really have got to be out of control to going through the books that contain the word gay so that you can make sure the kids don't know about it. They're there. They're everywhere. And the generation that is certainly following us has already been raised by gay parents all over the place. And there doesn't seem to be some sort of a outcry of suffering from them and to torture their parents and as a result torture their kids is really, I think it's criminal. To do it in the name of democracy, it's ludicrous. I'd probably use that word 30 times today. that's it. That's really it. I still wanted to stay light, but we kind of dipped into the nut house there. Let me see if there was anything else there. The library director conceded that Gay's book was pulled in error because her last name appeared on a list of sensitive keywords. So that should have been, if I would edit it right now, I'd flip that back in as the setup. But always nice to have the setup come after what it is you were talking about. And that's really it from here. I do hope you have your Halloween was very good, that if you have children, that they enjoyed themselves and that you didn't wear a costume if you're an adult, okay? I really hope that you really made sure that it was a children's holiday, which is what it is, and that you didn't eat as much candy corn, and you didn't eat any of it, actually. I hope that none of it passed your lips, okay? I mean that. It's not corn that tastes like candy. It's just shitty. Okie doke. Have a splendid week. I hope I'll be back next week. I hope the news really kind of finds a way to lighten up because we are really taking, it's like turning on an abuse channel. If you find yourself needing to get away from it, do it. You know, because you need to breathe. And you need to do what needs to be done in your lives as I need to do what needs to be done in mine. Okay. Take care of each other. And thank you for the privilege and pleasure of being able to spend this time with you. Oh, yeah. And it's not Christmas. Okay? It is not Christmas. It is not Christmas. It is not Christmas. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory and Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Corey Novick has something to say about those in charge. I've had a few of like these where, well, you'll see, where those in charge are going to try to reward those who actually do the fucking work. Corey was at the show in Reading, Pennsylvania, by the way. My rant could probably be relatable to those who work in a fucking toxic working environment. The other day, our director sends out a group text to us workers and mentions how he wants to treat us on National Custodian Day for our hard work. What do you think we were treated to? A hefty raise? More vacation days? Him quitting? Fuck no! He decides to be the typical asshole boss and treat us to pizza and ice cream. It's really like people are nine and they just had a really good softball game or they lost and you want to make them. Are you shitting me? You're trying to make them feel better after they lost the game. Pizza and ice cream. Oh, my heart be so touched. We work for an organization that makes over $1 billion each year, and this fucker keeps saying that there's nothing in the budget for a raise and all. Fuck you. We all know goddamn well that it is in the budget, but you're too cheap to pay us. Typical fucking corporate America. My coworker has a belief that he gets a bonus at the end of every year, and it is from what is left over in our department's budget. If this were to be true, you can bet your ass that we will be doing less as our way of saying, fuck you and your bullshit, you knockoff Santa Claus looking bitch. God, thank you, Corey. Thanks for thanking me, but really thank you. You're the one who makes this show possible, this show. This rantcast, this screaming from a bunker. Thank you for screaming. Thanks for getting it out there. And boy, is it ever true. Pizza and fucking ice cream. Yeah, and probably one soda. Whichever one was a generic one. Wow. My coworker has a belief that he gets a bonus at the end of every year. And it's from what is left over in our department's budget. Oh, God. Well done. Well said. Well spoken. Those are my compliments today, I think. Corey, thank you. This is from Allison Patton of San Diego, and she came to the Escondido show. Hi, Lewis. I've been flying a lot, and domestic flights are a goddamn nightmare. After getting the COVID bailout from our tax dollars, the airlines are now making $9 billion in profit. Instead of gratitude, those cheap motherfuckers are still squeezing us. I don't even know where to start. First, they bend you over with the price of a last-minute ticket. That, however, is just to get you in the mood. It's airline foreplay to show you how well you are going to be fucked by the time you arrive at your destination. Next comes the extra fees. Want a seat with decent legroom? Well, that's $40. Want to check a bag? That's another $35. But the real joy of flying doesn't actually begin until you get to the airport. The long walk to the gate, lugging all your bags. Because who the fuck wants to pay $35 for a checked bag? Then the boarding process. Gone are the days when it was easy to get on and off a plane. Airplane travel now reminds me of a public bus in a developing nation with way too many people crammed in and everyone jockeying for luggage space. With animals now allowed in carriers under the seats, well, there's really not much difference from that bus ride I took in Guatemala 30 years ago. Buckle up for your no-frills flight. No meals, no magazines, no pillows, no blankets. All that remains from the past is a single barf bag. A perfect metaphor for the airline industry today. A flight attendant recently confirmed the seats, aisles, and bathrooms are much smaller than ever before. Well, no fucking surprise there, huh? I'm not a particularly big person, and I can barely squeeze my middle-aged ass into the seat. And don't get me started on the bathrooms. The MAX 737 is 24 inches wide. Have you noticed we don't hear jokes anymore about the Mile High Club? Is it any wonder? Inevitably, there are paper towels on the bathroom floor, overflowing from the trash bin. For the love of God, Lewis, there's 150 passengers, and the bathrooms have an RV-sized trash bin. The stupidity is astonishing. To add insult to injury, the bathroom is coated in microscopic urine and feces bacteria, thanks to that vaporizing flush of the modern airline toilet. And why the fuck is the bathroom floor always wet? My brother-in-law, Dave, told me that's because well-endowed guys just like him don't have enough clearance when they unleash it from their pants. Just no way to aim it right, even with my back against the door, he said. I'm not sure I believe this, but it does confirm that men with large egos and small penises run the airline industry. These greedy bastards make billions in profits while paying their flight attendants shit and stuffing us into these tin cans. On behalf of every American consumer, I say to the airline CEO, just fucking stop it. Make us a plane that's comfortable. It's not that hard. Just pull your head out of your ass and take care of the people who saved your ass in the first place. Thank you, Allison. Well said, well put, well done. Deeply appreciated. Here's a bit of a rant and an analysis. Or an analysis that creates a rant. It's Tom Heffernan who has something to say. I've had such difficulty getting politicians to respond to this idea that I've resorted to writing to a comedian. I'm glad you did, Tom. The founders never meant for the rich to control this country. They believed in the one man, one vote principle, and I believe we need some form of public funding of elections to block the special interests and corporations from buying our politicians during the critical campaign phase of our democracy. I have to stop and tell you, Tom, I couldn't agree with you more, and I yell about it all the time. It's insane that the amount of energy and effort put into fundraising, just in terms of the rest of us, is mad. I mean, just in terms of individuals, I mean, it's madness. It's just madness. The richest 5% of our society make most of our political donations, while the bottom 95% contribute little or nothing. But you wouldn't know that from the texts I keep getting and that I know are going out to millions of people. That's because funding candidates is completely voluntary. If we made it compulsory, for virtually all Americans, we would see a great change in our national priorities. The problem dates back to the invention of radio broadcasting. The Radio Act of 1929 established that the airwaves belonged to the people, but did little to provide for candidates' messaging during election campaigns. Candidates had to buy airtime, and that created a financial arms race with candidates turning to the wealthy and corporations for funding. Today, over 95% of Americans have cell phones. We all use the airwaves and pay a monthly cell phone bill. Taxes and fees are included in our cell phone bills. And if we added a 50-cent election advertising fee to everyone's monthly cell phone bill, we could collect enough money to fund free airwave advertising for the two leading candidates selected from an open primary. Oh, really? An open primary? Well done. To get this funding, candidates would have to refuse other funding. About 300 million cell phones times 50 cents equals $150 million per month. Over the 24 months between elections, $3.6 billion could be collected for federal election campaign advertising. The cell phone industry generated $62 billion in revenue in 2022 alone. The only way to get big special interest money out of politics is to replace it with common interest money. Since the invention of mass communications via radio and television airwave advertising has become an expensive necessity that invites corruption in our politics, our cell phones and their monthly billing cycle could solve this problem. Sincerely, Tom Heffernan. Boy, Tom, thank you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it's got to be done. I think anybody who wants to run for office has to accept that and doesn't get any other money. That's it. That's the money you get to play with. All right. You want to do that? You want to sit and get on the phone every day and do it on your own? Great. Okay. You know, if you want extra stuff, you have to do it on your own. That's what I got to do. I'll be advertising stuff over and over again, you know, and I have to do it on my own. If somebody hold the camera and I say, hey, I'm going to be coming to your town. No reason that they can't do that. None at all. This is bullshit. It is really bullshit. Well spoken, well said, and thanks for taking the time out of your day to share with us, Tom. It does mean a lot to me. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salter. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.